Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Emilio?
Yes, sir.
All right. So let me ask you, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
We're in the right direction.
Understood. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies mm-hmm. south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of the 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, it's fine. I know where it's at.
Understood. Yep. Let me ask you, in what year were you born?
91.
91?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
It's you or anyone at your home? Okay. So let me ask you, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Plus, just fair or good or excellent?
Good.
Got okay. it. Now, I am going to read you a list of the things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. So please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot of things to improve the quality of life. So you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life and living, okay?
Okay.
So let's go ahead and start with more dining and entertainment options.
From 1 to 5. We don't have too much of that, so what would it be, like a 2?
Got it. What about better public transportation options?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the way you're measuring it?
From 1 to 5, in which 1 means that it will do very little to improve, and 5 means that it will do a lot of things to improve.
Okay. How many questions is this, man? We don't have too much time.
Yeah, we are about the 40% of the completion, so we are basically going a little bit faster
okay.
than this. I'm not going to take too much time on that. Don't worry.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, so better public transportation options?
It's fine, so I would say a 4.
What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Well, yes, we need more of that.
So it's a 5? 4? Okay.
4.
What about more good-paying jobs?
Yeah, we need more of that. I think that's fine. I think it's okay.
So do you think that it should be like 1, 2, or 5?
Probably like a 2. 2.
What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
2.
Better street and road maintenance?
So, I'm confused with that. So, five is that we need it, and 1 is that we don't need it?
Like, 5 is that it's going to improve the quality of life and means
that it's going to improve, or we need it to improve?
That it's going to improve.
The quality of life, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the question again?
Better street and road maintenance.
Okay, so you're asking me if...
if having those is going to improve the quality of life in the building.
If having those? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will. 5.
And what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
Parks? Yeah, we need more of that.
Got it. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, or in a student or a homemaker?
Self-employed or business owner.
Got it. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
There's too few. There could be more.
Got it. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Now, moving on to the commercial portion, and we are now like above the 60% of the service. Thank you very much for taking the time for this. So let me ask you, thinking about commercial development, I am going to read to you a list of a different kind of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levin. So for about dollar stores and discount chains, will you like to see more of that in Levin?
Discount chains, yes. Dollar stores, no.
So let's say
no.
What, yes. No. Okay.
Yes. Good enough.
What about?
I put yes, but yes. Sorry.
Okay. It's okay. Somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Yes.
I'm strongly yes.
Strongly yes, huh?
Somewhat yes. Okay. So what about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, we don't need any more.
Got it. What about doctors' offices and hospitals?
Doctor's office, possibly yes. Hospital, I think we have a hospital, but for doctor's offices, yes.
So somewhat yes, or strongly yes.
Somewhat yes.
Got it. What about home goods store and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, we do need more of those.
Strongly yes?
Yes, just yes, somewhat yes.
Got it. And restaurant bars and entertainment venues?
Strongly, yes.
Got it. And in your own words, now that you own a business, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
Businesses? Maybe more in entertainment businesses.
For example?
I don't know. No idea. Like bars, maybe clubs, or stuff like that.
Like a cinema theater, probably.
Yes, yeah, cinema theaters. Somewhere where you could take a mall. You know, things like that where you could take the family out, an outlet. I don't know.
Got it. Understood. Now, we are closer to the end of the service, sir. Thank you so much for your time. So let me ask you just a few questions more. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? And a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I feel like it's not a problem.
It's not a problem. Okay. And what about how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home?
That's a problem because it is expensive. Yeah, it's expensive. Rent is expensive. It's expensive.
Got it. So would you say that it's a very big problem?
Yeah.
Or a fairly big problem?
Mm-hmm. Very big problem.
Got it. Now, still thinking about residential development, I am going to read to you a list of a different kind of housing. And for each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. So would you like to see more of townhouses or attached homes in Levin?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
Strongly yes?
Strongly, yes. Yeah.
Got it. What about single family? Yeah, go ahead.
You know, strongly no. Strongly no to that. Single family, strongly yes. It's better to be, you know, to have more houses than apartments and condos and all that stuff.
So multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums? No.
No, uh-huh.
And what about housing options for seniors?
Yeah, sure.
Strongly yes or somewhat yes, sir?
But no, strongly no. That's the problem.
No, it's okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
About 20 years.
And do you currently own your home or rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own.
Got it. We are about the 85%, so we are about to end it up this. Now, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine, so please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium building. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Okay, so can you repeat that one more time, please?
Sure. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
So am I in favor of it?
Yeah, do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
I oppose. Or no. It'll be good to change laws to just to get stuff built faster. Yeah, that'll be good.
So somewhat favored or strongly favored?
Somewhat favored.
Got it. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
No.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed. Yeah, strongly opposed.
Got it. What about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly opposed.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Yeah.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed, okay. And what about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
I'm in favor.
Somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Strongly in favor.
And what about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Empty stores?
Yeah. Repurpose or replace empty stores?
That's commercial lot, so no, opposed.
Opposed. Okay. Strongly opposed. Or yeah, somewhat opposed. Strongly opposed. Okay.
Somewhat.
Got it. So finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
The last in college.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is your annual household income?
I'm not sure. $60, $40? $40.
$40? Okay.
$40,000.
Oh, okay. Got it. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Emilio.
Okay. This concludes our survey today. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Have a good rest of your day and take care, okay?
Thank you, man. Hey, I have a question. What was the survey for? Like, what company is making you do this?
Actually, I have nothing to tell about it. You know, just to not influence any answers about that. It's just a public opinion survey that we are just running with the people in Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. I apologize for that.
Okay. That's all
right. Right.
Cool.
Have a good day. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.